各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
早上小弟想用得胜试探的圣经理念作为题目，比赛勉励。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic, biblical concept to overcome temptation.
正确的理念，正确的观念，常常是我们成功的基础。
Having a correct concept or principle is often the key to our success.
我们的理念影响我们的行动。
And our principles are, dictate what we do.
我们要当一个律师，首先我们要具备有一些法律的理念。
If you want to be a lawyer, you must understand the law.
如果我们要做一个城市设计师，我们需要有逻辑的概念。
If you want to be a city planner, you must think logically.
如果我们要成为一个成功的基督徒，那么我们必须要一些基本的圣经理念来战胜魔鬼。
And if you want to be a successful Christian, then you must, use concepts from the Bible to overcome the devil.
耶稣基督30岁以前的记录不是很多。
We don't know much about Jesus' life before he was 30 years old.
圣经上告诉我们，他是一个非常喜欢读圣经、得人根喜爱的一个童年。
The Bible does tell us that he was pleasing to God and man, and he liked to read the Bible.
我们成长的过程似乎是从小到大是踏着一种既定的 routine 在走。
And as we grow up, our life seems to be filled with routines.
我们被父母教养长大，上小学上到上大学。
Our parents bring us up and take us to school.
我们有一定的路要走。
And there seems to be somewhere that we're heading to.
耶稣基督生长在那个时代，他有自己一定的成长过程要走。
And growing up in that time, Jesus also has something to do.
这段时间，他建立了一些人生的观念。
During that time, he built up his life goal.
他也许背了很多圣经的经节。
And during that time, he probably memorized the scripture.
但是我相信，他一些重要的经节一定是记在心里面。
And he remembered the important verses in his heart.
那么他就要面对未来的一生。
Because he was preparing to face his life ahead.
同样的，我们今天在成长过程当中，我们有一个人生的抉择的时候，常常也有一些考验。
And likewise, as we grow up today, making many decisions, we face trials.
如今我在看我们信徒的一些成长，我们会觉得我们每位信徒常常经历魔鬼的攻击。
And as I look around, I see that many of us are often attacked by the devil.
尤其在我们灵布道会的时候，我们看到很多的阻挡。
Even during our special convocation, there are many obstacles.
都是来自于魔鬼。
Coming from the devil.
有魔鬼让有些人就在灵布道会当中出了车祸。
The devil brought car accidents to members who want to come to church.
魔鬼让有些人因为家里的事情没有办法在灵布道会之间来亲近神。
Or they caused trouble in their family so that they could not come to church to God.
这些都是魔鬼的攻击。
These are attacks of the devil.
所以圣经跟我们讲说，魔鬼真的好像吼叫的狮子，常常要攻击我们。
So that is why the Bible tells us that the devil is like a roaring lion, often seeking a chance to devour us.
其实魔鬼不只是攻击我们，在亚当的时代，他就试探了亚当。
Not only does he attack us today, he is already tempted Adam in the early days.
亚当失败了。
Adam failed.
第二个亚当就是耶稣基督出现。
But then there was the second Adam, that is Jesus Christ.
他继续试验着这第二个亚当。
And the devil continued to tempt the second Adam.
第二个亚当他有可能失败。
The second Adam could fail.
接受耶稣试探的时候，他真的有可能失败。
When Jesus was tempted, he could fail.
但是他成功了。
But he overcame.
他留下一个美好的盼望。
He left us a good hope.
那我们知道说，我们在魔鬼攻击的时候，我们也可以成功。
A hope that we are also overcome when we are tempted.
那么耶稣基督成功，他牢记着一些基本的圣经概念。
And Jesus remembered biblical principles to overcome the temptation.
让我们效法耶稣的脚踪，也来牢记着这些基本的圣经概念，以至于来应付魔鬼将来对我们的打击。
So let us also follow his footsteps and remember these verses.So that we can overcome the devil also.
我们来看路加福音四章。
Let's read Luke chapter 4.
路加福音四章。
Luke chapter 4。
请读第二节。
Verse 2。
第一节。
Let's begin with verse 1。
到第四节。
To verse 4。
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”耶稣说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”这边耶稣接受魔鬼第一个试探是有关于食物物质方面的引诱。
The devil first used physical needs, the food, to tempt Jesus.
耶稣禁食四十天。
Jesus had already fasted for 40 days.
他的肚子就饿了。
He was hungry.
我看到我们的同龄大学生有的禁食三天。
I witnessed some of our college students fasting for 3 days.
第二天可能就来跟我说，传道，我肚子有点饿，可不可以去吃点东西？
But on the second day, they will ask me, can I have something to eat?
我说，按照你的信心，做你该做的事情吧。
And I encourage them to do according to their faith.
人活着是要靠着食物。
We live by food.
但是这边又跟我们讲说，活着不是单单靠着食物。
But the Bible says man does not live on bread alone.
而是靠神口里的一切话。
But by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以我们知道生活的依靠不在乎物质的拥有。
Our livelihood is not due to what we have.
而是在乎神的慈爱跟全能，神的话语。
But rather by the mercy and the word of God.
我们来请参考生命记八章第二节。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
《生命记》八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2。
到第四节。
Chapter 8 verses 2 to 4。
旧约227页。你也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年是要苦念你、试念你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。第三节
Verse 3.
他苦念你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛瑙赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠主口里所出的一切话。这四十年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想，主你的神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。这段经文给我们提供两个重点。
This passage teaches us two lessons.
第一就是有时候我们遇到生活上的困难，没有面包可以吃。
First, at times we encounter trouble and we may not have anything to eat.
那是神在试炼我们，看我们是不是继续遵守他的道理。
But that's because God is testing us to see whether or not we will keep his commands.
第二个就是神的恩典一定是够我们用的。
But the second is that God's grace is sufficient for us.
我们靠着神的爱，不只是有玛瑙可以吃，有日用的饮食。
If we have the love of God with us, not only will we have manna to eat.
他们在四十年，那是旷野，阳光普照的地方，没有水的地方。
But the Israelites travel in the wilderness for 40 years without water.
那个根本没有办法撒种。
They could not sow anything.
没有办法撒种，怎么收割呢？
Then how would they reap anything to eat?
没有收割，怎么吃饭呢？
If they don't have crops, how could they eat?
所以神就从天上降下我们这一辈子的人从来没有看过的玛瑙给他们吃。
So God sent the manna which they have never seen before.
这告诉神多么的爱他们。
That shows us how much God loves them.
并且不但如此，并且赐给他们衣服四十年没有穿破。
Not only so, their clothes are not worn out in the 40 years.
脚没有肿。
Their feet did not swell.
所以人活着不是单靠着食物而已。
Man does not live by bread alone.
因为在没有食物的情况之下，有了神的爱，神都可以照顾人的生活。
Because even if we have no bread, as long as God is with us, He can take care of us.
人活着不是单靠您拥有物质的多少。
Man does not live by what you have.
我们常常不能够了解这样的一种功课。
Often we don't understand this lesson.
常常要直到我们失落了很多的时候，才猛然发觉。怎么原来这个道理这么基本却是这么重要。
Only until we do lose everything do we realize this important basic lesson.
有一个弟兄在一天晚上很晚的跑来找我。
Once a brother came to me late at night.
他本来有非常好的工作。
He had a good job.
他有非常好的收入。
He had a good income.
可能有很多的股票。
He probably had many stocks.
但是他一直以为人活着真的就是单靠食物。
And he thought that man does live by bread alone.
所以他一直追求物质的充盈。
So he and worked hard to earn money.
没有错, 他的房子越来越大。
And he did live in a better, larger house.
车子越来越好。
He bought better and nicer cars.
最后, 他有很多的忧伤。
But then, he was still very sad.
他很痛苦地告诉我, 我失落的, 我如今没有办法再拾回来。
He told me sadly, I can't regain what I've lost.
我现在才知道, 原来家庭的温暖, 对我的心是何等的重要。
I now realize how important it is as the family to me.
我现在才知道, 原来神的稳定的, 感觉在我的心是何等的重要。
Now I realize how important it is to feel God in my heart.
他拥有了很多的物质。
He had many things.
但是却失落了内心最主要的爱。
But he lost the love in his heart.
他非常的后悔。
And he regretted what he decided to do.
所以人活着不是单靠着食物。
Man does not live by bread alone.
所以当我们一直一心一意地走向物质拥有的世界, 我们要再回来思考这个问题。
So as we walk on the life of material pursuit, let us think.
听过一个故事。
I've heard a story.
有个天使被派到人间要取回一个妇人的生命。
Once upon a time, an angel was sent to the earth to take a woman back.
那个妇人那时候刚生了一对双胞胎。
She had just given birth to twins.
她知道天使要来拿她的生命,她就哀求天使。
But when she found out the angel would take her life, she pleaded with him.
他说拜托啦,我的先生哦,三天前在锯树木的时候,刚被大树压死而已。
She said, my husband just died 3 days ago in an accident.
我呢,又没有哥哥姐姐,妈妈也过世了,我死的话,谁来照顾这一对双胞胎呢?
And I have no other family. If I die, who will take care of my babies?
天使生了怜悯之心,没有取这个妇人的生命。
So the angel showed pity on her and did not take her life.
他就回到神那边去。
So the angels returned to God.
神非常的生气。
But God was very angry.
难道你不知道听命胜于献祭吗?
And God told the angel, don't you know that to obey is better than sacrifice?
现在你要回到人间去。
You must go to earth.
你将失落你的翅膀跟你的荣耀。
You will lose your wings and your glory.
你是人间找三件事情。
You need to find 3 things on earth.
第一,你要发现人间人们心里有什么。
First, you need to find out what is in the human heart.
第二,你要去找到人们 人们不晓得自己有什么。
Second, you need to find out what people don't know that they need.
第三,你要发觉到人靠着什么活下去。
And third, find out what people need to live on.
那个天使失落了翅膀荣耀,一个人没有穿衣服,躲在一个会堂的角落。
So the angels were sent down to earth naked, and he appeared in a chapel.
一个一般的老百姓穿着棉袄走过去了。
So a man walked by.
那是一个非常寒冷的冬天。
And it was a very bitter winter.
他生出了怜悯的心,把他带回家去。
So this man had a pity on the angel and brought him home.
那个太太非常的生气。
But his wife was very angry.
本来叫你出去收钱的,你钱都没有收到,我们本来要再买另外一件棉袄的,收到钱,再买另外一件棉袄的,你自己新的棉袄没有买到,反而把自己的棉袄给这个流浪汉穿了。
She said, I sent you out to collect some money so that we can buy clothes for us, but now you brought back this man.
并且把你的 clothes 给他穿了。
And you even gave your clothes to him.
他很想要去把天使的那个棉袄抢下来。
Your wife wanted to rip off the clothes from the angel's body.
但是他先生提醒他。
But the husband reminded her.
你怎么可以这样子呢?
How can you do that?
我们是信神的人啊。
We believe in God.
我们怎么可以见死不救呢?
How can we not help him?
后来那个太太也生出了怜悯的心。
So the wife also had pity on the angel.
给他煮了一碗面, 给他吃啊。
She cooked some noodles for him.
那时候天使就笑了。
So the angel smiled.
他找到第一个答案。
He found the first answer.
原来人的心中有爱啊。
There is love in the human heart.
他要继续找第一个答案,人心里不知道什么。
So he wanted to find out the second thing, that is what the human heart doesn't know.
他帮这个主,救他的这个主人继续工作。
So he worked for this household, making shoes.
有一天突然一个大官要来做一双马桶鞋。
And one day, a government official came to order a pair of boots.
他看到这个大官的旁边有一个灭命的天使。
So he saw a rebellious angel next to this official.
所以他没有照着别人的吩咐做一个马桶鞋,他做一双死人要穿的鞋子。
So instead of making a pair of boots, he make shoes for the dead.
他的主人非常的生气。
So his employer was very angry.
你怎么可以这样子呢? 怎么不照着客人的要求来做呢?
He said, how can you not make shoes according to the order?
后来傍晚来了, 果然没有错, 那个大官死掉了。
But when evening came, the official died.
他要的正是一双死人的鞋子。
So he needed shoes for the dead.
所以人不知道什么呢?
What doesn't the human heart know?
这个天使终于了解, 原来人不知道身后的事情。
And this angel knew that the human heart doesn't know its future.
我们人没有办法一知下秒钟, 下一分钟, 下一个小时, 对我们要发生什么事情。
We don't know what will happen in the next hour, the next minute, or the next second.
到底人靠着什么活着呢?
What do we live by?
有一天他看到一个妈妈带着一对双胞胎来买鞋子。
One day, this angel saw a mother taking a pair of twins.
他定睛看着这对双胞胎,
and he looked at them.
正是他那一天请求不要接他命的那个妇人的双胞胎.
That was the same woman that whose life he spared.
他就问他怎么回事呢?
So he asked her, what's going on?
这个是你的孩子吗?
Are these your kids?
我说这个不是啦，这个吼，我们村庄的啦，吼，那个先生呢被大树压死了，太太三天后也死掉了。But
the lady said these are not my kids. Their father died. Their father died in an accident, and 3 days later, the mother also died.
都没有亲戚可以照顾这两个孤儿啊。
And they had no other family to take care of.
那么前村人就商量。
So the entire village had a meeting.
因为那时候我生下刚生下一个孩子，我的奶汁非常的丰富。
I had just given birth myself, and I had enough milk to feed the baby.
他们就叫我轮着来照顾这三个小孩。
So we took turns to take care of the three babies.
想不到我自己的小孩在第二年就死掉了。
And my own baby died in the second year.
所以这两个就是好像我亲生的孩子一样。
So they become my own child.
我没有他们无法解到，我没有办法活下去啊。
Now without them, I couldn't live on.
天使终于了解第三个答案了。
So the angel found the third.
人靠着什么活着?
What do man live by?
人不是单着靠着食物活着。
Not by bread alone.
人是靠着人心中的爱来活着。
By the love that is in the heart.
神本身就是爱。
God is love.
一个有爱的人就住在神里面。
If we have love, we live in God.
我们是靠着神所提供的爱活着的。
We live by the love that God gives us.
圣经上跟我们讲, 肚子是为了食物。
The Bible tells us stomach is for food.
食物也是为了肚子。
And the food is for stomach.
所以神却叫两者都朽坏了。
But the two will both perish.
耶稣说他有另外一种食物是我们所不知道的。
But Jesus said there is bread that we do not know.
他的食物就是做成父所差他要做成的工。
The bread of Jesus is to do according to the will of God.
他的食物就是述说神的话语。
The bread of Jesus is to preach out the word of God.
所以我们今天活着不是单靠物质的食物而已。
So we live today not by material bread.
小时候我被一本书影响很大。
I've read a book that had a great influence on me.
那一首书名就是海鸥叶那山的故事。 天地一沙鸥啊。 在谈到一只海鸥的故事。
It's a story about a seagull.
他谈到很多的海鸥都在码头里面低着头争食这些渔人所丢下来的鱼样。
And at the wharf, many seagulls fight for food.
但是唯有这一只，他觉得人生不应该只是这样子而已。
But there is one who thought to himself that life isn't just this.
他的名字就叫 Jonathan, 约纳山。
And seagull's named Jonathan.
他觉得人生应该追求一个更高的理想。
He thought there is a higher goal in life.
应该有一个更远的希望。
And a better hope.
今天这个更高的理想、更远的希望，就是神要我们去追求的。
And this higher goal and hope is what God wants for us.
人活着不是单靠食物啊。
We live not by bread alone.
有一次我遇到一位姐妹。
I met a sister once.
她有相当丰盛的食物。
She had
相当丰盛的物质生活啊。
She lived a good life.
事实上她的先生是一位医生啊。
Her husband was a doctor.
你知道吗？她说她一个礼拜最快乐的时光是什么时候呢?
But what is the happiest time during the week?
她说她一个礼拜最快乐的时光就是期盼着礼拜五晚上、礼拜六晚上的来到。
She said the happiest time is what she hopes for on Friday evening and Saturday.
因为那个时候她可以到神面前来得到心灵的满足。
Because then she could come before God to be satisfied by God.
这是她最快乐的时光啊。
That is her happiest time of the week.
请问我们 的追求是什么? 我们的依靠是什么呢?
What do we rely on?
人生的依靠不在乎物质的拥有。
It is not by our possessions.
而是在乎神。 本身的全能跟大爱。
But by the love and power of God.
如果我们有这样的了解，就可以战胜魔鬼物质的试探。
If we understand this lesson, then we can overcome this temptation from Satan.
我们再看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 4.
第五节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 5.
这是权柄跟荣华的试探。
The second temptation is the temptation of glory and power.
看四章五节到八节。
Luke chapter 4 verses 5 to 8.
魔鬼又领他上了高山，瞬时间把天下都万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付给我的。”我意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要给你。第八节，耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。这边提到魔鬼要让耶稣基督拜他。
The devil wanted Jesus to worship him.
给他的条件就是万国的荣华要给你。
But all Jesus had to do is to worship him, and he promised Jesus the world.
耶稣拒绝拜他。
But Jesus rejected him.
耶稣教导我们之所以能够胜过试探的一个原因是什么呢？
And what is the key to overcome this temptation?
告诉我们生命的追寻不在乎权柄跟荣耀，是在乎拜神跟服事。
Jesus tells us that life is not a pursuit of power and glory, but it's to pursue worshiping God.
事实上，这里魔鬼撒了一个谎啊。
The devil actually lied.
我们想，如果魔鬼真的拜他，他有办法把全世界的荣华富贵给主耶稣吗
？If Jesus did worship the devil, do you think the devil could give him the world?
我们来请参考《样一书》五章十九节。
Turn to 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
样一书五章十九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 19.
新约349页。
First John chapter 5 verse 19.
新约三百四十九页。我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。我们都是属神的。
We know we are the children of God.
我们不属恶者。
We do not belong to the evil.
虽然全世界都握在恶者的手下。
Even though the whole world is under the evil one.
所以魔鬼在我们身上没有权势。
The devil has no power over us.
所以你看到一些相信耶稣基督的人，如果再回去拜魔鬼，他的结局是什么呢？
So if a person believes in Jesus but later turns back to the devil, what would become of them?
我们会知道他们的结局是比原来更惨的多了。
They're worse off than they were before.
那我们又会知道说，其实人世间的荣华、人世间的权柄、主权，真的是在乎神。
But all the glory and everything in the world actually belongs to God.
你看到扫罗，他本来是一个王。
Saul was a king.
人世间当王应该是最有权柄、最有荣华的。
And as a king, he had all the glory and power.
他很不想放弃这样的一种尊贵的地位。
He did not want to give those up.
然而，他不愿意就代表他不会失去吗
？But just because he wasn't willing to give it up, does that mean he can't lose?
最后，他战死沙场，失去了一切。
And in the end, he died in the battlefield.
那么，即使一个拜神的人，神要真的把荣华权柄给我们，我们不去追求就得不到吗
？And does that mean that if we don't pursue glory and power, God won't give it to us?
你看亚伯拉罕的一生呢
？Look at the life of Abraham.
实际上，我们从来没有那种印象，他追逐着荣华，追逐着富贵。
When you read about his life, you don't get an impression that he wanted to pursue all the glory and power.
但是，人称亚伯拉罕是一位尊贵的王子。
But he is called a prince.
他手下拥有318个壮丁。
He had 318 men working for him.
所以他的确是有权柄的一个人呢。
He actually had authority.
这样看起来，一切荣华权柄都在神的手中。
Because glory and power comes from God.
所以我们不必要去拜魔鬼跟魔鬼要啊。
We don't need to worship the devil to get all those.
但是即使您有了荣华跟富贵，又怎么样呢
？But what is it that you if you do have power and glory?
我们请参考彼得前书一章二十四节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24.
彼得前书一章二十四节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24.
一章二十四节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse
24。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。等一下，您走到这个会堂外面，你看到很多漂亮的花。
When you step outside the chapel, you'll see many beautiful flowers.
我们的弟兄很聪明，我们管理花园的弟兄姐妹很聪明，他们都选那个花，存留最久的花在这边种。
Our volunteer gardeners are picked nice flowers to plant here.
他们存留最久的了，我看。
And flowers that will last a long time.
但是你发觉到那个花绝对过不了秋天了。
But even then, the flowers won't survive past the fall.
隔一年还要再种植新的。
You still need to plant new flowers every year.
我们的生命就像这样子。
That is our life.
我们的荣华富贵就好像草上的花一样。
Our glory are like the flowers of the field.
有一天都会过去的。
One day it will all pass.
最近 Bill Clinton, 在他的白宫里面举行一个电影欣赏会。
And recently, Bill Clinton held a movie screening in the White House.
他自编自导自演一出戏啊。
He produced and acted in a video.
在谈到他以后下台之后可能的情况。
He acted out things of what he will do after his term ends.
片中演着他在洗总统的车子。
So it showed that Bill Clinton washing his car.
他在这个割白宫的草啊。
And mowing the lawn in the White House.
他也举办了最后一场记者会。
And he also held the last press conference.
花街道前个 auditorium 呢，前个客厅里啊，前个这个大厅里面呢，只有一个记者在听他演讲而已。
But in the entire room, there was only one reporter listening.
并且那个记者还在打瞌睡。
And that reporter was dozing off.
奇怪，等他打瞌睡起来，怎么发现到克林顿还在讲
？And then when the reporter woke up, Clinton was still talking.
他问他说：“哎，你怎么还没有讲完呢
？”And the reporter asked him, "Aren't you done?"
他已经快要下台了。
Clinton's term is about to end.
你会知道一个人的荣耀，一个国王的地位，随着下台而渐渐的会失落。
And when a king is no longer a king, his glory also passes away.
不晓得大家还记不记得 Ronald Reagan？
Do you still remember Ronald Reagan？
他的确是一个不错的总统。
He may be a good president.
但是我们上次记得他的时候，是他宣布自己有老人痴呆症的时候。
But the last thing you remember about him may be his announcement that he has Alzheimer's disease.
所以这个就是人间一种荣华富贵的一种不定性，一种会朽坏的东西，很自然的呈现在我们面前了。
The glories of the world will fade away.
所以我们真的不要去追求自己的荣华跟富贵。
We don't need to pursue these glories.
圣经上跟我们怎么说呢
？What does the Bible teach us?
我们再来看诗篇一百一十五篇第一节。
Psalm 115 verse 1.
诗篇一百一十五篇第一节。
Psalm 115 verse 1. 115
第一节。
Psalm 115 verse 1.
主啊，荣耀不要归我们，不要归我们，要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。我们要去追求人间的荣华，不一定有办法得到人间的荣华。
Just because we want the glory and power and praise in the world doesn't mean we'll get it.
但是如果我们把荣耀归给神
，But if we give all glory to God，
我们追求人神的一种追求。敬拜神跟追求服侍神。
In our life, if we worship God and serve God,
你会知道你心中会充满着喜乐跟平安。
You'll find that your heart is often full of love and peace.
有一个 CEO 有一天晚上到我家聊天。
A CEO once came to my house to talk.
他也是一个没有快乐的 CEO.
He wasn't a happy CEO.
他会知道怎么样找到快乐呢
？But what? Where will he find happiness?
他说，会知道如果人有给予、人有付出、人有服侍神的一个。生命的世界，或者到人就有快乐了。
He said that he is happy when he's giving and he's helping and serving.
所以我们发觉到，真的很拥有一切那种权利，不一定是有快乐的泉源的。
Just because you have everything doesn't mean you're happy.
我读到另外一个故事。
I've also read another story.
有一对老人家呢，一辈子很努力的积蓄财宝。
An elderly couple worked hard all their lives.
后来成为那个城里面最富有的人。
And they became the wealthiest couple in the city.
有两千多只羊啊。
They had 2,000 sheep.
三百多只马，两百多只牛啊。
3,000 horses and 200 cattle.
大家都很羡慕他。
And people were envious of their life.
想不到当他们五十岁的时候
，But when they're 50 years old,
应该享受他们人生所经营成果的时候
，About to enjoy their retirement.
因为天灾人祸的关系
，There was some natural disasters.
因为饥荒了，所以很多羊都死掉了
，And they lost all their sheep.
口蹄疫了，所以很多牛就死掉了
，And then their cattle.
这个敌人呢，这个。盗贼呢，把他们马也偷了。
And the horses were stolen.
以至于两个人财产都没有了。
And they lost everything they had.
后来，因为他们年轻的时候也照顾这些人，他被他照顾的这些人呢，他们五十岁的时候就请他们来当雇工啊。
And so they work for people.
Happily,
They work for people happily.
那有一天，这个主人呢，就是请这两个。本来很富有的这个人呢，这个主人呢，来了一个客人。
So one day the employer, their employer, had guests in the house.
他们都很好奇，想知道，嘿，这对夫妇哦，原来是这么幸福的一个家庭，现在这么不幸，不晓得他们心中的感受是怎么样子。
So they were curious about the experience of these couple because they had everything and lost everything.
他们就请他们来听听看你们心中怎么想的。
So invited the couple to share their thoughts.
想不到这位老太太她这样说。
The wife said,
我们一辈子追求幸福追求了五十年
We've worked hard all our lives for 50 years
但是都没有找到
But we did not find happiness
如今我们却找到了幸福啊
But now we have happiness
虽然我们什么都没有我们却找到幸福
Even though we have nothing, we have happiness
大家都很惊讶你这个话怎么说呢
And those around were surprised and asked
难道你有富有的时候你不觉得幸福吗
Weren't you happy when you were rich?
他说：“怎么可能呢
？”She said, "It's not possible."
当我们很有钱的时候，我们常常有客人来我们家。
When I had everything, we had house guests.
我们都要想尽脑筋，要怎么样送拿礼物送给这些客人。
We worried about what gifts to give them.
我们请了很多员工。
We also had many employees.
我们都担心员工到底会不会偷懒。
We worried if they're lazy.
晚上会不会偷东西
？If they are steal from our company.
我们有很多的羊。
We have a sheep.
当羊生小羊的时候，我们晚上睡觉就要想说，这个母羊会不会压死小羊
？And when sheep give birth to to lambs, we worry if they will die.
我们很多事情要做决定。
We have many decisions to
make. 但是偏偏我跟我先生的意见又不常常不一样。
And we often have disagreements.
我们常常吵架。
And we argue.
如今我们什么都没有了。
But today we have nothing.
我跟我的先生可以和和气气的过生活。
But I live a good life with my husband.
我终于有时间跟我先生聊天呢。
I have time to talk with my husband.
我有时间思考灵魂的问题呢。
I finally have time to think about our soul.
我有时间敬拜神呢。
I have time to worship God.
我中午回到这个家里面来，我知道有中餐可以吃。
When I come home, we have food to eat.
晚上回来也有晚餐可以吃。
For both lunch and
dinner. 我帮主人工就有这个牛奶可以喝。
And when I work for you, I have milk to drink.
我没有生活上的烦恼。
I don't have to worry about my life.
我有精神上的快乐。
And I'm happy.
我可以敬拜神
I can worship God.
我心中有了满足
I'm satisfied now.
大家都在笑这个怎么可能呢
And people laughed wondering how could this be
你们真的不要笑
And she said don't laugh
你知道吗当我们失去所有的时候我们哭了好几天
When we first lost everything we wept for 3 days
但是现在想起来当初是何等的愚蠢啊
But I realized how foolish we were
这就是人生的真理
Because we found the truth in life
这就是圣经的真理
This is the truth of the Bible
我们已经找到了
We have found it
那些人都不再笑了
Then the guests did not laugh anymore.
他们进入了一种沉思的状态。
And they thought about their own life.
我们人生真的常常这样子。
That is what life is like.
当我们拥有了很多的权力之后
，When we have gained power,
也许我们才会见到这一点，也许就太晚了。
Then it may be too late.
小弟有机会。常常到各地教会去看。
I visited many churches.
我常常看到很多富有生命力的弟兄姐妹。
I've seen many brothers and sisters full of life.
他们不见得世界上最有权力的人。
They may not have power.
他们过得非常的快乐。
But they live happily.
他们花很多的时间来为教会服事。
They spend much time working for the church.
但是你从他们生命上找到神的光辉。
And in their life, you found the glory of God.
我在礼拜三跟同龄分享我到芝加哥的一些体验。
I recently shared my experience in Chicago.
他们最近买了一间会堂。
The Chicago Church recently purchased a chapel.
花了39万。
It cost them $390,000.
他们用现金把它付掉。
And they pay cash.
他们这次有三十多个领杯领圣餐。
And this spiritual convocation that had about 30 members partaking in Holy Communion, more than 30 partaking in Holy Communion.
他们的奉献却是两万六千。
But their offering was $26,000.
我真的觉得被他们的爱神的心所感动。
I'm touched by their love.
不只是他们对物质的奉献而已。
Not only from their offering.
而是他们那种把所有的精神都拿出来那种精神。
But the spirit of sacrifice.
有一对夫妇。他们自己也搬了家。
There was a couple who recently moved.
他们把所有的东西通通搬进去了。
They had moved all their things into the new house.
正在同时，教会也搬了家。
But at the same time, the church was moving.
他们对自己这样说。
So they said.
他们等了四个月，买到一个新房子。
It took us only 4 months to buy this house.
但是教会却等了十年才买到一间新会堂。
But the church had to spend 10 years to find this chapel.
所以他们搬了新家之后都没有 unpack。都没有整理他们的房间。
So they haven't yet unpacked.
他们先来整理教会，把它弄好可以献堂。
Now they first came to church to help the church unpack.
他们车子出了车祸被撞坏掉了。
And their car, they were in a car accident.
他们没有换新的车子。
But they haven't gotten a new car yet.
他们开着那辆破旧的车子到处去接弟兄姐妹来教会参加聚会。
They still drove the old car to pick up others to come to church.
他们不是世界上最有潜力的人。
They were not the most powerful people.
但是他，我看到他们是世界上最具有生命力、最满足、最快乐的人。
But they were full of life and happiness.
所以生命的追寻不在乎权力跟荣耀啊。
Life is not in power and glory.
生命的追寻是在乎拜神以及拜神当中的满足。
Our life should be a life of worshiping God and serving.
追求权力跟荣耀的人，不见得有办法得到权力跟荣耀。
Because no matter what we do, we may not get power and glory.
但是追求拜神跟服事满足的人呢，一定有办法在神里面享受那一种服事的快乐跟拜神的喜悦。
But if we worship and serve God, we will surely enjoy the happiness in the Lord.
魔鬼常常让我们走到不同的方向去。
The devil wants to take us to many places.
我们不要等到走错方向再回来，那个时候就浪费了很多生命的时间了。
Don't wait until we've gone astray and try to come back.
我们有正确的观念，就不会落入魔鬼的试探。
We have the right concepts, then we won't fall into temptation.
第三个魔鬼的试探是信心的试探。
The devil's third temptation is a temptation of faith.
我们来看路加福音四章。
Luke chapter 4.
九到十二节。
Luke chapter 4, verses 9 to 12.
魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用你拖着，用手拖着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“不可试探主你的神。”你知道吗？前面两个试探主耶稣都是用圣经上的话来回答。
Jesus rebuked the devil using the word of God in the first two temptations.
魔鬼发现到耶稣基督有这么好的圣经理念在他的心中。
So the devil realized that Jesus had biblical principles in his heart.
他就要用圣经的话来试探耶稣。
So he tries to use the Bible to tempt Jesus.
他说：“那么圣经上也这样说啊，哎，他要拖住你的脚啊，你跳下去绝对没问题的。”
He said, "Didn't the Bible say that the angels will lift you up so you can jump down from the temple?"
你跳吧
，jump。
当您对人生的生活态度有正确理念的时候
，If you have the right principles and concept in life，
魔鬼发觉到他没有办法用生活的一切来打倒你。
The devil will also realize that he cannot overcome you with what you need in life。
他只好从信仰的这方面来攻击你。
Then he will attack you from faith.
就如同但以理，他的朋友在生活上找不到他的缺点。
People cannot find fault in the life of Daniel.
所以他们就从但以理的宗教生活上面来攻击但以理。
So they attacked him from his religious faith.
所以魔鬼常常也让我们一个属灵的人帮我们提到属灵的高处。
The devil also lifts us up to a spiritual height.
让我们站在殿顶上面，好像我们会觉得我们灵性比别人高人一等一样。
So that we feel like we're standing in a high place better than anyone else.
我跟你讲说，哎呀，你既然这么好，这么有属灵能力，你就 show off 一下吧，你就表演一下吧。
The devil will tell you, you're so good. Why don't you show off to the other people?
做给人看一看。
Let people see what you can do.
这个就是信心的试探。
That is a temptation.
其实这种试探在外人都看不出来的。
No one may even see this temptation.
但是在我们心中，我们做 一种非常微细的观念，很容易让我们就进入了这种信心的时代里面。
But all it takes is a small thought in your heart.
当我们觉得自己很了不起的时候，
If you feel like you're doing great.
当我们觉得自己比别人好的时候，
If you feel like you're doing better than
others. 当我们有骄傲的心的时候，
If you have become proud.
要记得，也许魔鬼就让我们去 show off 一下了。
Remember, it could be the devil telling you to show off.
让我们不要进入这个试探。
Let us never enter into this temptation.
其实魔鬼也错误地引用圣经啊。
The devil here again misquoted the Bible.
我们来看诗篇的九十一篇。
Let's read Psalm 91.
十一节。
Psalm 91 verse 11.
九十一篇十一节。
Psalm 91 verse 11.
因他要为你吩咐他的使者，使你行的一切道路上保护你。他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚扎在石头上。我们跳到15节。
Skip to verse 15.
你若求告我，我就应；他若求告我，我就应他。他在极难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。这里从头到尾，你把它读都没有有一种故意要去跌倒在路上，或是故意要去跳悬崖的那种记载。
This passage never says that we can fall on purpose or jump down from the temple to test God.
而是跟我们讲说，在我们所行的路上，万一不小心在所行路上跌倒了，主耶稣会帮助我们。
It does tell us that if we fall by accident, the Lord will help us.
我们在落入急难当中，自己没有外力可以抗拒的情况之下，神在急难当中会帮助我们。
In our troubles, if we're powerless, then God will help us.
所以如果故意要去做一些事情，让神来拯救，我们就要把神当成阿拉丁一样。
But if we do something on purpose so that God can help us, then it's treating God like a genie.
你就是反正你做什么都可以，你只要不擦擦神灯，反正那个神灯的人就可以出来帮助你了。
It's not like, as if we can do whatever we want, and then we can rub the magical lamp, and God will appear like a genie.
像好像我们是神的主人一样。
As if we're His master.
但是不是的，神是我们的主人。
God is our master.
所以我们不要故意进入试探。
Let's not enter temptation.
我们不要故意去玩蛇，因为你知道蛇一定会咬你。
And don't play with snakes, even though you know snakes will bite you.
我们不要故意进入那些引诱我们的环境，然后祈求神说：“主啊，你让我全身而退。”
Don't go into places of temptation and ask God to help you to get out.
因为你知道，当你进入那种情欲的环境里面，你很难全身而退。
Because when we do enter temptation, it's hard to get out.
所以从这一段经文，我们知道试探的定义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of temptation?
就是你规定一个时间让神来完成你的事情。试探。
It is to set aside to set a time so that God can do accomplish things for you.
假设那个会堂是30尺。那个耶稣站的那个会堂。
Oh, suppose the temple was 30 feet high.
魔鬼叫耶稣跳下去。
And the devil told Jesus to throw himself down.
耶稣四秒钟之内会跳到地上。
And in 4 seconds, Jesus will hit the ground.
那魔鬼就说：“你祈求神吧，跳吧，反正在4秒钟之内，神一定会拖住你的手啊。”
And the devil could tell him, "Just go ahead and jump, and in 4 seconds, cry out to God, and He will carry you."
我们如果限时间，请神一定要完成我们心中的一个愿望。
So if we too also set a time limit for God to do what we want,
这好像是在试探神一样。
That is testing God.
你可以祷告求神医治我们的病。
You can pray to ask God to heal you.
但是我们最好不要祷告说神啊，明天这个时候我一定要好。
But don't ever tell God, tomorrow I want to be well.
因为我们知道我们已经有永生的盼望了。
Because we already have the hope of eternal life.
我们把我们的身体灵魂通通交托给神就可以了。
And all we need to do is to entrust our bodies and soul to God.
亚伯拉罕这辈子没有得着他的应许。
Abraham never received God's promise during his life.
神的应对他的应许超越时间跟空间的。
Because God's promise to him surpasses time and space.
所以我们有信心把我们所祈求的给交托在神的手上。
If we have the faith to entrust everything to God.
不要用自己的方法、自己的时间来限制神的能力。
Then don't try to limit God using time or space.
否则这样就是试探神了。
Otherwise, we're testing him.
因为神不是我们的阿拉丁啊。
Because God is not a genie.
这是一个追求神的人啊，应该要注意的一个情况。
He said, "What we need to watch out."
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们在行走天路的一种过程当中，一定会遇到魔鬼的挡击。
As we walk on our journey to heaven, the devil will attack us.
在天路行得稳，我们真的要有这些最基本的圣经理念。
And we need to have these biblical concepts with us.
小弟一开始就说过，耶稣基督背了很多的经节。
I've said earlier that Jesus memorized these scriptures.
有些经节也许他没有背到。
Perhaps there are some verses he didn't memorize.
但是这些重要理念的经节他一定要背。
But he knew the important ones.
而是背到心里面去。
In his heart.
让我们在生活的依靠上面不只是追依靠我们物质上面的拥有。
How about in our life we don't rely on our possessions alone?
而是懂得依靠神。
But on God.
让我们在生命追寻上面不要只追寻权柄跟荣耀。
In our life, let us own not pursue the glory, riches of the earth.
拜神跟服事的喜乐。
But to worship God and pursue happiness and serving God.
让我们在信仰的追求上面没有走入信心的试探。
In our life, let us never enter temptation.
而是走入真理的深处。
But to enter the truth.
真正了解神要我们走的路是什么。
To understand what God wants us to do.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all.